adapt, otherwise I'll forget. So I just wanted to comment on what Madame Chevalier said earlier on the question on incentives and the new asset class for financing. Just to for a background, maybe I said yesterday, but I just reiterate, I'm coming from the other commission in Asia Pacific, the UNESCAP, and I'm working on energy transition financing. So I have a new project with the JETP countries and non-JETP countries in Asia Pacific. And we have had a similar conversation with project finance colleagues as we have this current project in the Asia Pacific region. And what I have seen so far is that within the JETP process, meaning the Just Energy Transition Partnership process, the donor countries, meaning the G7 public development banks, as well as the commercial banks, which are basically 50% of the pledge, you know, because the pledge, the financial pledge was $20 billion that was launched in Glasgow or within Glasgow in November 2022. And what happens is that since then until today, and I'm talking about last week, I was in Jakarta and I met with the JETP secretariat and the IPG members. And what you just said, Madame Chevalier, if I understood correctly, it's more about how do we motivate, you said, by law, by PPPs, what is the risk and reward system that actually is being pushed forward? And I must say that there's currently an issue because the whole idea of that particular partnership, which is sort of a way of PPPs, is to put together financial pledges from the IPG members, but to make it in a way that will facilitate transactional templates. And that was already made when it was launched back in Glasgow at COP26. Currently, what you just said makes sense because what's happening is that all the risk needs to be covered by the government. And the government doesn't want that because there is another, what we call a debt trap. So there's no incentive for any government, even for a G20 member state, to go and receive money that they have not asked from the G7 member states. So even at that level, the problem is not about, perhaps I may disagree a little bit with you on just what you just said, it's not about project finance or a project by project approach. It's more about how you reallocate the risks within the public and private financiers. Because if they are not going to move forward on the assessment, for example, they all want sovereign guarantee for any type of operation from public development banks. Anyone, ADB is doing the same thing. So we as ESCA, as impartial observers of this process, we want to support the government officials. We are trying to come up with a new innovative approach that we reallocate the risk within the IPG members, meaning the G7 public development banks that have $10 billion pledge, and the commercial banks that are actually, let's say, in that particular 50%. So that's why if this is not happening, the JETP process will be a failure that is already a failure in some other countries beyond Asia Pacific. And I just want to maybe provoke that discussion, but I think this is a very fresh topic and a hope that the assessment of these G7 member states together with the commercial banks will come up with something more innovative than just business as usual, because that's what they're offering, business as usual, and they don't want more debt trap instruments. Thank you.